Lawrence, and thank you all for being here this afternoon. You have a thousand other sessions to choose from, and I'm glad you're here. We're going to move to Latin America from Eastern Europe, and I love it there. I have nothing to disclose, as you all know. None of us do, probably. While the Latino population is the fastest growing ethnic group in the U.S., problems of prejudice, stereotyping, and ethnocentrism continue to plague our communities, and North Carolina isn't immune to that. We have the largest growing in the nation population of Latinos, and we're proud to note that the Mexican consulate wanted to help them so much that they moved to Raleigh. So we have to have now a great advocacy organization there. At last count, there are 45 Latino-led advocacy community-based organizations in our state, across from the mountains to the sea. So it's I think, a really exciting place to be, to work with Latinos. From a nursing education perspective, research on cultural competency suggests that the prevalent nursing pedagogical approaches fall short of preparing nurses to work with people of diverse cultures. On the other hand, international cultural immersion programs are becoming an important alternative to fostering and facilitating community competency in nursing. Using a cumulative index of nursing and allied health literature search, using the keywords international cultural immersion, only 11 articles were found. I found that included an international cultural immersion experience with students and faculty in the health professions. 11 articles. Only 3 of those programs included some form of language lesson with the host culture. Only one of those investigators had a research design using students' reflections. None of them had any community service learning component with them. Now, in the audience, I know some of you have taken nursing students to abroad, and you haven't written that up. And so I haven't been able to read that. But I know there's more than 11 articles on this topic. It's so important that the American Academy, the American Association of Colleges of Nursing, has guidance documents stating that cross-cultural care and skills in a second language are highly desirable for graduates of baccalaureate nursing programs. And in North Carolina, the Department of Health and Human Services adopted the Cultural and Linguistic Competency Action Plan, which recommends that all healthcare professionals build their skills and cultural competence through linguistic competence, outreach, and research. So in keeping with those directives, we developed a cultural immersion course with a focus on international community health nursing in Guatemala. The purpose of the course was, the purpose of this study is a qualitative descriptive study that was conducted to explore the impact of cultural immersion on student nurses' cultural competency. Now, I have to say that we don't consider cultural competence a panacea for eliminating health disparities, but it is believed to be a major component in quality and safe nursing care. The goal of the course was to establish a partnership between the College of Nursing and an indigenous Mayan community to ensure long-term, ongoing community health outreach projects and to sensitize future nurses to the cultural ways and needs of one of the many Latino populations living in the United States. So, part of this course was, it was an elective course, but we were able to give students 20 hours toward their core community health course that they didn't have to do in the United States. So we were able to bank 20 hours down there, even though they had many more hours of community health nursing. There were 2 days of pre-experience seminars on the history, culture, and healthcare in Guatemala. And then we allowed students to choose 2 or 3 weeks of living in the country. I want to make this is a short course, it's very intense, but I wanted to make it available to as many as for 2 or 3 weeks, encouraging them to stay for 3. And then there was one day of post-experience seminars on our campus, ECU, that debriefed, and we talked about how to continue this process, which is a lifelong process, as you all know. Guatemala is located in Middle Central America. It is a developing country known for active volcanoes and Mayan ruins. Its population is 70% indigenous Mayan. 25 undergraduate students went with me, nursing students, either the summer of 2008 or the summer of 2009. We lived in rural villages outside of Antigua, Guatemala, and students lived with families, 2 students per Guatemalan family. Our host organization, El Centro Lingüístico La Unión, does this on a regular basis, matches students with families. And so they have selected families, and we were all in the same neighborhood. So during the cultural immersion experience, students lived with Guatemalan families in rural villages and traveled into the Antigua by local camioneta daily into the Antigua for Spanish lessons. Every afternoon, they were involved with various community health clinical experiences using their language skills. Students purchased medical supplies from local pharmacies and went and provided those at a medical outreach clinic. And during the outreach clinic, students took health histories, provided simple written instructions for follow-up, and assisted the Guatemalan physician with health assessments. Data was generated through in-depth interviews and daily reflective journals. I was honored to be able to use these journals that students kept in Guatemala for the 2 or 3 weeks. I purchased the notebooks so they all looked alike. I didn't know the handwriting, and I didn't see these journals until grades were turned in. So that's how we worked with the confidentiality of these journals. They were very beautiful, and some were as long as 85 pages in the 2 or 3 weeks that students were there. So, language every day was the first culture shock because no one speaks English in this area. Every morning it was with their instructor and their one-on-one with their language instructor, and every afternoon with either sometimes a curandero, as you see here, a partera, and they were challenged every single day. So I really, they did write about that being their first culture shock. The second was daily life. Daily life meant baking bread in a metal barrel. It meant living with large animals in the house. It meant cooking chicken and tortillas on wood-fired stove. Every day there was a church procession in the streets. These were, and markets that were crowded and very busy. These were among the unfamiliar sights and sounds the students wrote about. Community service learning projects. 3 to 4 students formed groups that designed community service learning projects. These projects were identified by our host organization and the local communities and targeted oral health, nutrition, and hand washing. Serendipitously, this summer, we were welcomed in every single school and community with this hand washing, you can imagine. When we went down to Guatemala, there were no cases of H1N1, and when we left, there were 25. But that was, we were lucky, because it could have been really bad. So we took the in vivo, there was a research team of 3. 2 faculty went down with the students, and 1 faculty stayed here. She was the faculty that was responsible for informed consent and collecting the journals and copying them so that we wouldn't see names, etc. But so the 3 of us looked at the data, and from thematic analysis came up with 3 themes. The first one, navigating daily life, was expressed as coping with hardship and practicing healthy behaviors. students remarked that they ate better than they usually do at home, but noted how out of shape and tired they were from everyday activities such as walking, climbing mountains, people are nodding in the background, jumping on and off buses, studying Spanish made them tired, and working in the community. Students successfully dealt with hardships and personal challenges, including homesickness, physical, 2 weeks away, homesickness, physical injury and illness, host-family student dynamics. That's a story in itself, so host-family student dynamics. Students also experienced limited potable water and sanitation facilities. As a result of the country's water shortage, students were asked to limit use while taking showers. Students found it difficult to remember to put toilet paper in the garbage can next to the commode and not in the commode, which would block the narrow pipes and cause severe problems with sewage disposal. Other students, though, found similarities in daily living. The theme navigating daily life was exemplified, I think, by this description from a student. I came here expecting to find a radically different culture. It is a different culture, but only in degrees. The homes are comfortable and centered around the kitchen. I ate more fresh fruit than I do at home. Life here is similar to my own, but simpler and less fancy. All the students expressed value in living with Guatemalan families and their integration into host family life through helping with housework, playing with children, and attending family and community events and ceremonies. The second theme, broadening the lens, described aspects of daily life never imagined, as well as making connections between U.S. policy and poverty. Students described women and children carrying heavy loads on top of their heads, an active volcano rising out of the rainforest with bubbling lava, and children living in extreme poverty, but playing happily in the streets. They reported that visualizing these scenes made more of an impact than if they had read it in a book or heard it in seminar. In some cases, students faced uncomfortable connections between U.S. policy and developing countries, as this example gives you. I could not have gained this knowledge anywhere else. I learned how the U.S. influenced the war. It was odd. To be standing in a place that my country had a bad influence over was weird. Coming on this trip helped me realize how the U.S. can have a major influence on other countries. I'm going to go on making a difference. The third theme included gaining knowledge of the benefits of traditional healers, completing community service learning projects, and experiencing the formal healthcare system. Students reported feeling like a member of the healthcare community in Guatemala that was making a difference. This was particularly evident when they described their role with the community service learning projects. For example, this student said, "We were able to teach the children how to brush their teeth, and then we painted the walls of the school. The children were so excited to see us, and it was so worthwhile. This type of thing is why I decided to come on this trip." I'm going to go right into the discussion because there might be more questions, so I don't know how much time I have left. But through in vivo reflections on experiences of Guatemalan life, students revealed a larger context and worldview of culture. This indicates that the course achieved its intent of expanding students' awareness, knowledge, skills, and encounters with another culture. This broader worldview included experiencing both personal challenges and the rich cultural environment, gaining a deeper understanding of U.S. politics in developing countries, and recognizing the intersection between health and economics. The themes provide new insight regarding cultural immersion courses that I have read about. Through analysis and interpretation of the data, the research team recognized that different students could achieve the purpose of the course in different ways. That was a dawning for us. This insight led to the expression navigating daily life. To the research team, this portrayed the various ways in which students adjusted to similar settings and dynamics. For example, even those students who had greater difficulty adjusting to the challenging circumstances in Guatemala, that is, short showers, cold water, not adequate sanitation, they later demonstrated increased cultural knowledge and skills. The expression broadening the lens reflected changes in the students' worldview. Some students lived with families who had family members living in the U.S. They learned how employment in the U.S. can provide economic assistance to families in Guatemala and view immigration from a broader perspective. cultural immersion programs that allow students to interact with and learn about traditional approaches to healthcare are invaluable opportunities for broadening perspectives. This may have a positive effect on future behavior and nursing practice when attempting to provide modern healthcare to patients influenced by oral traditions or cultural traditions. Whereas students may have previously labeled such traditions as strange or may have seen them as barriers, they learn to respect beliefs and values that are part of the Mayan oral tradition. Finally, making a difference was derived from student reactions to their participation in the delivery of healthcare to Mayan communities and in their recognition of the value of diverse partnerships. This theme underscores the importance of designing a cultural immersion course that includes multifaceted encounters such as medical outreach, community service projects, family life, and language skills. So the research team found that the ability of students to write about culture through reflective journaling was at various levels. Various levels of expertise. Initially, the research team perceived that the participants who had the ability to write profound descriptions of the culture had acquired a better understanding of culture than those who wrote limited descriptions of their experiences. It was not until our second reading and discussion that we realized that individual writing ability had to be considered. Reflective journaling or writing does not come easy to typical nursing students who are much more likely to write brief reports, proposals, term papers, expressing what other authors think and not their own thoughts. In a place such as Guatemala, where language and customs are dramatically different, expressive writing becomes a way of discovering meaning from the strange or foreign and a means of developing a wider perspective on the world. Similarly, undergraduate students have limited participant observation skills. Although the students had completed a research course, application of theoretical content in fieldwork was new for all of these students and did not come easily in a setting where sights and sounds were unfamiliar. Offering all students exercises in participant observation and reflective writing in the nursing curriculum could enhance the student's self-awareness and their ability to benefit from a cultural immersion course, which we intend to do in our curriculum. Finally, the post-experience opportunities. When they return is not enough, a 2 to 3 week program is not enough, so faculty have to facilitate other Latino opportunities, linkages with Latinos, we can do that in North Carolina, and partner with these numerous CBOs that are Latino-led. This international course provided intense and challenging experiences immersed in Guatemalan culture and facilitated student development of cultural competence. But discussions with nursing colleagues reveal that global immersion programs are more prevalent than the review of the literature identified. Yet information about these programs are not well disseminated or evaluated. I'm guilty. For 10 years I've been doing this, and this is the first time that I've actually, this will be published in the Journal of Cultural Diversity. So we just don't, we're too service focused, and we must publish these interesting experiences so that we can benefit from each other's work. More research is needed to explore and document the outcomes of international cultural immersion programs and to establish curriculum guidelines for institutions nationwide. Thank you.